have been causing somebody to touch it without knowing.
Yeah. All right. Well, you mentioned strawberries earlier. I've forgotten when. I know it was with Patch. That's what it was. What are some other berries that you might find?
Blueberries, blackberries, raspberries, huckleberries, which are wild blueberries. Those are about the main berries.
And you might say you'd better not eat those berries because they might be
poison.
Okay. Then, I don't know if you have these here or not, a tall bush with clusters of pink and white flowers that bloom in the late spring.
Oleander?
I don't think it's the same, but I'm not sure. Do you know laurel or mountain laurel?
Oh, yes. We only have mountain laurel planted in yards or in parks. It doesn't grow wild here. We're a little too far south, I think.
What are bigger ones like that with longer segments of stem that grow further up in the mountains?
Rhododendron, yes.
And then the tree that's sort of the symbol of the South, great big thing with shiny...
Magnolia.
And then the next group of questions are names for family members. Many of these you've already mentioned in conversation, but I don't remember which ones, and so I'll just run through them quickly. If a married woman didn't want to make up her own mind, she would say, I must ask my...
husband.
And he would say, I must ask my...
wife.
And a woman who has lost her husband is a...
widow.
If her husband had just run away and left her, what would she be?
She would be... Is that a grass widow? This
many people
grass
say that,
widow.
Yes.
That's the, yeah. I think that's the.
And then your male parent is your
father.
And your what did you call your father?
Daddy.
All right. Your female parent is your
mother.
What did you call her?
Mama.
Okay. And together they are your
parents.
Okay. And your father's father would be your
grandfather.
And what did you call him or them?
Well, I called him Papa Smith. You want to know why? Well, Daddy called him Papa. And so then I just called him Papa Smith. But I had the idea that definitely a daddy was somebody without mustache and a papa was somebody with.
That makes sense, of course, to a child. And then your grandfather's wife would be your...
She was Mama Smith. Well, she was my grandmother, but we called her Mama Smith.
Okay. And your sons and daughters are your
children.
And if a name that is given to a child just in the family would be its
given name.
Just in the family.
Nickname.
Okay. Fine.
Yes.
And if something you put a baby in that's on wheels, it lies down. Might have a top that you pull up.
Oh, a carriage.
Okay. And if you put the baby in the carriage, you would take it out and do what to it? I'm going to take the baby out and.
And rock it, swing it.
We're in the carriage, though. You're going
yeah.
Along the street.
Oh, for a stroll.
Okay, good.
Yes, oh, for a stroll, yes.
And if you're talking about your children in terms of maturity and you were using the words grown up in some way, you would say, and you had at least three children, you would say, he is the what of my three children?
Well, he's the oldest.
Using grown up. Whether you would or not, if you had to use grown up.
Oh. You mean adult or?
Using the words grown up. He is the of my three children.
The most grown up?
That's it.
Okay.
As opposed to grown up.
Oh, I see.
Okay. Let's see. Your children would be your sons and your
daughter.
A boy and a
girl.
A man and